A nervous clatter rose among the Yunnu, and Raynar asked,
Prisoners?
Chiz prisoners, Saba said. As the war spreads, you will have hundreds of thousands, millions.
Only one thing to do. Han shook his head in mock regret. Raynar turned to glare at Han.
A colony does not kill its prisoners.
No? Han returned the glare for a moment. That'll change soon enough. The Yunnu entourage erupted into an angry buzz, but Raynar said nothing.
Maybe it will not be so bad for the colony, Saba said. She turned to address the Yunnu. Soon, all your nests will be like the Gorog. The kind will become great fighters.
We do not wish the kind to be great fighters. We have seen what happens to great fighters. Anakin was a great fighter.
A pang of grief struck Leia, but she forced herself to continue. I'm sorry, Yunnu Thule. I don't see how you can avoid it.
Too bad there's going to be a war, Han said. If there wasn't, the colony could set up some sort of buffer zone and keep the Chiss away from their nests.
That might work, Leia said. But Korribu is too close to Chiss territory. The nests are bound to keep coming into contact with Chiss exploration and mining crews. Sooner or later, they'll reach the balance point.
Korribu is too close, Saba agreed. The colony would have to move its nests.
Impossible,
Raynar said.
It cannot be done.
That's very unfortunate. Leia said this to the Yunnu entourage. Because Han and I found this paradise world. Several worlds, probably, Han added. All empty, lush, with foraging grounds, just waiting for a species to come along and claim them. The entourage began to rustle with interest.
Tell us more,
Raynar said. It's in a subsector on the edge of colony territory, Leia explained. We didn't have time to do a complete survey, but the world we visited would be perfect for the Tot Nest. There were at least two other habitable planets in the same system, with another dozen systems nearby that gave every indication of being just as profuse.
We were thinking the colony would want to have a look, Han said. But if you guys aren't interested, there are still plenty of displaced species in the Galactic Alliance.
We are interested,
Raynar said.
We always have need of new territory.
Good, Leia said. I'm sure the Chiss could be persuaded to stand down long enough for you to organize a relocation. The corners of Raynar's mouth turned down.
I've told you, that is impossible. There's no way to transport the Korribu nests. They are too large.
Really? Han flashed a smug smile, then asked,
So large they couldn't be temporarily rebuilt in the hangars and launching bays of, say, a few Hapen battle dragons?
Raynar's jaw dropped.
The Hapen fleet would help us escape the Chiss?
Sure. Why not? Han retorted. That has to be easier than defending you.
And they would let us build nests in their battle dragons?
This one thinks they would.
Saba sissed in amusement.
In fact, she is sure of it.
The Yunnu thrummed their chests and tapped their mandibles for a long time. Then Raynar finally said,
We understand what you are doing. You're just as bad as Jaina was.
Was?
Han scowled and looked back toward the other room, the one he had departed without even greeting his daughter.
If you've...
Relax, Han. Leia touched Jaina through the Force, then said, She's fine. She's still with Luke and Mara.
Of course she is,
Raynar said indignantly.
We meant that Jaina is no longer welcome in her nest.
Han raised his brow.
I've been kicked out of a few saloons in my time, but a nest? What'd she do?
She's too much like you. She is stubborn and tricky, and she cared about nothing but preventing a war.
You don't say. Han smiled proudly, then asked,
Does this mean she'll stop being a bug hugger?
Raynar's eyes flashed in anger. Han, Leia said. Remember, Yunu Thul hasn't agreed to our proposal yet.
Well, he hasn't disagreed either. Han turned to Raynar. What's it gonna be, kid? A nasty war and a colony full of dark nests? Or a free ride to a free world?
The Yunu erupted into a riot of chest drumming and antenna waving, but Han ignored them and kept his eye fixed on Raynar. The entourage kept the racket up for a few moments longer, then abruptly fell silent and began to stream out of the vault. Leia frowned. Are we to take that as a yes?
Of course.
Raynar rubbed his arm down the antennae of a small red-eyed killik about half the size of an Ewok, then turned and started after his nest.
Wasn't it our idea?
This is Jonathan Davis. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Star Wars Dark Nest 1, The Joiner King by Troy Denning. This program was produced, directed, and abridged by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Jacob Bronstein. Star Wars Dark Nest 1, The Joiner King is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2005. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production, copyright 2005, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.